Hi everyone, I'm David Delano. You can follow me at Get Sports Strong on Facebook and Twitter. Also, make sure that you check out capsports.com. I'm at the / bet on Get Sports Strong. But also, there's a lot of great information, a lot of great other handicappers and articles as well. So I recommend that you guys check that site out. In case you didn't know, I absolutely love baseball season. Even when it comes to football and basketball, baseball season, handicapping, even just watching as a fan, there's absolutely nothing like it. Well, after opening day, I'm pretty excited. 2-0, long marathon. 2-0 doesn't really mean anything yet, but it does. So what we did, if you looked at the free plays and the only plays that I made, we had the Cleveland Indians and Seattle Mariners under 7.5 runs. Later on, it went to 7. It didn't matter. Seattle won 2-1. And then we also had the Dodgers and Giants under 7. And that the Giants upset the Dodgers 1-0. So congratulations to you if you played the San Francisco Giants. I didn't play the Giants, but I did play the under. It was 1-0. Giants won. Ty Block did a phenomenal job. So we're 2-0 to start off the season. And the reason I say it doesn't mean anything, but it does, I was kind of going through my approach for this 2018 season, and I'm going to be really honest. 2016, to start off, when I looked at the baseball season, I was about 54%, which is very good, and it wasn't just on cupcake plays. Then I went into the football season, did pretty good there, especially college football, more so than NFL, for that 2016, then went into the NBA season, had a very good NBA season. So, went into the 2017 baseball season last year, and looking back at it, I think I got a little bit cocky, and I came out of the gate with too many plays and too many big plays. Big plays, just things like 8 to 10 unit plays. Right now, I'm starting off at 2 units at a time, and last year, I got off to a 0-4 start, 1-6 start, and a 3-15 start. Just being honest, and this record includes plays that were at least, you know, negative 99 or better value, nothing like -300 or anything like that. And I was about 49% last year, regular season. I was at 168, 174, but sometimes if you play baseball right, you can make some money with 49% if you're betting on underdogs and making the right choices. Now, that was not my case. It was a bad year. I got off to a bad start, and just mentally chasing it, started to come back at times, but it just wasn't enough. So we're taking it slow, and I do have a free play for March 30th, if you're looking at this. And I think this is actually going to be my only play that I'm going to make. Also going to make it as a two-unit play. But I really, really like this play. So you got to watch out for big favorites. But we have the Washington Nationals playing the Cincinnati Reds on the road in Cincinnati. Now, roughly, the lines vary, but the Washington Nationals are about a -200 favorite on this. So that means that you put $200 on the Nationals to win money line, you get 100. Now, obviously, I think Washington, they look really good to win this game, but you got to be careful with things like that, because if you do something -200 for the season, you have to win about 67% of your bets to make a profit. 60% is not going to cut it. So looking at the value here, I'm looking at the Nationals -1.5, meaning that they need to win by more than one run. And the reason I like Washington, you could say, obviously, yeah, Washington's better than Cincinnati, but looking at this a little bit deeper, last season they played 7 times. Washington was 6-1 against Cincinnati. Now, in those 6 games that Washington won against Cincinnati, they won 5 of those games by more than one run. And they won those games by a lot. I mean, the scores are the wins that they had. They beat Cincinnati 18-3. They beat Cincinnati one game 14-4. They beat Cincinnati 10-7. They beat Cincinnati 5-0. They beat Cincinnati 6-1. And then there was a 6-5 game in there. So really like Washington here. Also, Homer Bailey is scheduled to start for the Reds. And last season against Washington, he started against them twice. He was 0-2 with a, wait for it, 25.41 earned run average in two starts. Homer Bailey, 25.41 earned run average against Washington in two starts last season. You say that's a small sample size, but in his career, he is 1-5 against the Nationals with a 8.44 earned run average. And the Washington hitters have a lifetime average combined of 467 against Homer Bailey. I think they're going to hammer him. On the other side, Washington has Max Scherzer going. We all know he's a stud. Arguably the one of the best pitcher in baseball. Definitely top five without argument. He faced the Reds one time last season. He pitched six scoreless innings. Really like Washington in this one. Go ahead and take Washington minus 1.5. Right now, I'm seeing the best I've seen is about minus 109. I'm seeing anywhere between minus 110 to minus 125. I still definitely go ahead and take Washington. Take the Washington Nationals to beat the Cincinnati Reds on Friday, March 30th, 2018. And we're looked to be 3-0, and hopefully go from there. Once again, check out Get Sports Strong on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure to check out captsports.com /betonGetSportsStrong.com. Go ahead and read the articles. Just click on some of the advertisement links and check out everybody else too, not just me. There's a lot of great guys on Capped Sports. So God bless everybody. Let's enjoy some baseball. I'm representing my team. Not betting on them, not expecting a whole lot this year, but it should be fun. All right.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.